This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. Well, how fitting is it that D3 week is this week and being celebrated by so many schools all across the country? And over at Ithaca College, we get to celebrate the career of longtime men's basketball head coach Jim Mullins, who a couple of days ago announced his retirement after 23 seasons. That will be effective come June. And then Sean Burton, who was such a tremendous player for the Bombers program, will take over as head coach for the Bombers next season. But joining us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines is Jim. And Jim, thank you so much for the time. As we mentioned before we came on the break, it's been a heck of a run for you. But why is the time right now to step away?
Well, I'm dealing with a few health issues, hopefully none that are fatal or anything, but in combination, they all impact my sleep pretty significantly. And, it was just becoming more and more difficult. I thought I'd go a little longer. I will be 67 very shortly. So, I don't really feel as though I'm going too early. And, feel very good about the fact that Susan Bassett promoted Sean Burton into the head coaching position. He's right for the program, right for the kids. I feel pretty comfortable. I just sort of feel it was time.
Yeah. Was there a time you kind of knew that, you might be taking a step back? When did you know? Was it before the season started, halfway through the season? Is this something that you've been weighing recently?
I think just about everyone, when they hit the age 65, that seems to be the, the magic number in our society. It'll at least creep into your thoughts. I think I started thinking most seriously about it at the end of last season, I really liked the guys in the program. I wanted to continue to have the opportunity to coach them. And I just really couldn't imagine myself not doing it. It was on the radar a little bit. I talked to a number of people along the way, friends who retired, my cardiologist for one, who told me it might be a good idea to get out. But a whole bunch of things came into it, and again, I guess it's so tough because I so enjoy the guys in our program. We had a great run, and they're a bunch of really, really great kids who care about one another, care about their team more than they care about themselves. And I think that's kind of unique in today's culture.
Yeah. When did the players find out, and when did somebody like Sean find out, who, of course, has now been elevated to the head coaching position?
Right. Unfortunately, we had to do it via a Zoom meeting. I would have preferred to, talk to the guys in the locker room or a classroom or something like that face-to-face. And just with this whole coronavirus thing, seems pretty evident that we may be out for a while, so I don't think anybody wanted it to drag on. And so we set up this Zoom meeting. I talked to the guys, told them about my decision and why. And initially, a few of them seemed a little quiet, and I didn't quite know what to make of it. And then Susan Bassett, our AD, came on, and she said some nice things about me, which I appreciated, but during her time, she, let the guys know that she was promoting Sean Burton into the head coaching position, and it was very well received. The guys have so much respect for him, as do I. He's been so instrumental in anything we've done. I've viewed him for the last several years as an associate head coach. He's done as much, maybe more than me in a lot of instances. He was the architect of our offense this year, which is one of the tops in the country. So I think that it was just such a natural transition, a continuation, a continuity of him, you know, because the guys knew him and knew what he's done. You know, his preparation for games and stuff is amazing. It's as good as I've seen. And Ithaca basketball is not going to miss a beat at all under Sean. I mean, if anything, I think they have a better coach coming in than the one that retired.
Jim, you got a heck of a resume, though. Let's be real here. 353 wins and a member of the staff since 1992. We're chatting with Jim Mullins, by the way, head coach of the Ithaca College men's basketball team, who announced his retirement after 23 seasons. That will be effective in June. Did you ever think that you would be at Ithaca or even at the D3 level for as long as you have been?
That's a great question, Nick, because I did my grad work here at Ithaca way back in the day. I think it was 1981 or something like that. And I knew nothing about the college at the time. You know, there was no internet. Everything you found out, you received something in the mail. And I was fortunate enough to get an assistantship up here, which obviously is a free master's degree. You know, and at the time that was very much your union card to work. You had to have the master's. And I came up to Ithaca really not knowing anything about it other than what I had heard. And I got up here and fell in love with the place. Obviously, I was only here for a year at that time. Went back to Connecticut and coached at the Coast Guard Academy for a year. And then I was a junior college head coach for five. And along the way, people would always ask me, if you could have your ideal job, what would it be? And I said, I'd like to be the head basketball coach at Ithaca College. And truthfully, I never thought that would happen. You know, things are so fleeting in the coaching world. A lot comes down to timing and stuff. And so in a lot of ways, it's literally a dream come true, or was a dream come true. It's being in the right place at the right time, I guess.
Did you ever think that your tenure would be 20 plus years?
I didn't really know, you know. You know, it's actually when I first got into coaching, I thought my lot in life was going to be as a baseball coach or later a softball coach. And I, you know, I did have the opportunity to work here with Deb Palazzi, a good friend and mentor in a lot of ways. And Deb's like my sister. And I was fortunate enough to be on her staff the year we won the national championship in 2002. So a lot of cool things happened along the way, you know, met a lot of good friends, you know, colleagues, administrators, players, and I was blessed over the years with five great assistant coaches.
That's for sure. Jim Mullins joining us here on Between the Lines, recently announcing his retirement as the head coach of the Ithaca College men's basketball team. You mentioned Deb's name and winning that national title in 2002 and being a part of that staff. You know, I can't help but being somebody who's been in this area for as long as I have and covering, you know, Bomber athletics for as long as I have as well. Think about that kind of longevity when it comes to coaches such as yourself, such as Deb, such as George, such as Mike Welch. What makes Ithaca so special that really kept all of you around? Because I feel like a lot of coaches, you know, especially in today's day and age, it's all about the newest and the greatest and the best opportunity. But you guys really found your place on the South Hill, and you also guided your teams to so much success. I mean, what is it about IC that was able to keep that whole core group of people around for as long as you were?
I think there are a number of things, you know, like number one, some of our academic programs are without equal, you know, and people are aware of it. You know, prospective student athletes who are looking at the school are aware of what we've done academically. Then, you know, when they come into the area and see the beauty of the area, you know, it's a vibrant town, you know, both with us and Cornell, it's a big time college town. And I think one of the things that has really, you know, motivated coaches to stay for a long time is the great support that we've had from the administration. You know, our administrators have always been all about the experience for the student athlete. They've been all in, you know, and kind of cool is the fact that our current AD, Susan, is an alum, you know. So, I mean, she's all about our athletes. And it's, you know, I just think that there's always been a great support, you know, great interest. And, you know, it's sort of like the grass isn't always greener on the other side. If you find some place you love, well, you know, stay.
Yeah. I want to talk about your success a little bit, because you've got the numbers and they're dazzling, of course. You've reached the NCAA playoff 6 times. Of course, there's been this recent success over the last decade or so with 5 trips over the past. There was that Sweet 16 run here. Hard to believe it's already been about 7 years ago or so. You're the all-time winningest coach in program history. And I may be putting you on the spot with some self-reflection here, but is there something that you are proudest of, some sort of number or stat, accolade or achievement that really makes you say, wow, that's pretty incredible I was able to do that?
Well, I guess because it's fresh in my mind, it's what we accomplished this year.
Yeah.
You know, and addressing the guys the other night on the Zoom call, we hit a point in the season this year where, and it was fairly early, it was probably mid to late January, where I said to the guys, look, our playoffs have started. There's not a lot of wiggle room left here, because typically in Division III, if you have a 20-win season, that could be your ticket to the NCAA tournament. This year, we didn't think that was going to be the case. So we were constantly playing under pressure. You know, and I guess one of the things I'm most proud of with this group is, you know, but for a controversial call down at Hobart, which I felt went the wrong way, and I guess I would as a losing coach, we would have been undefeated on the road in the Liberty League, and that includes 2 wins over RPI, their only 2 losses of the year on their home floor, you know. And then going ahead, we get into the NCAA tournament and beat a very good Babson team and never led until overtime. You know, and then we kind of went to the wire with Swarthmore. Don't think we played our best game, but I was so proud of the way the guys handle things. I've had knowledgeable basketball people tell me, I was talking to a friend the other day, a longtime coach, and he said, man, watching that Babson game, he goes, it looked like a heavyweight fight. They kept knocking you down, and you kept getting back up off the canvas. And finally, he goes, you could almost see it in Babson's eyes. You know, it's like, what do we have to do to finish these guys off? So I had a very good group. You know, the thing that makes any head coach's job so gratifying, I think, and fun are the people you're coaching, you know. And it's, I mean, truthfully, any coach out there will tell you it's not always the case. You know, sometimes you have some guys and you go, well, can't wait till they graduate. And this group of guys were nothing but pleasure from beginning to end. And, you know, so this is certainly one of the highlights, you know, and going back to 2013, the Sweet 16 team, they're a great group of guys and very similar as far as culture. But along the way, there were other great teams, you know. One of the highlights of my career was being Dev's assistant in 2002 when we won the World Series. That was pretty cool.
That's incredible. Jim Mullins, our guest here on VTL, head coach of Ithaca College men's basketball, who has announced he will be retiring in the month of June after 23 seasons at the helm of the program. You know, for me, Jim, as somebody who was a student media member at IC for so long and just following the program and watching some of these games on the webcast, like that Babson game and everything, and now hearing this news of your retirement, I can't help but just think of some of the guys who were just so impactful for the program, guys like Sean or a Phil Barrera or a Jordan Marcus or an Andre Ostimel or a Sean Rossi, just those guys. I mean, what was your recipe for success when it comes to bringing in those type of talented people? I mean, how were you able to find these guys and convince them that, hey, this is the place for you? Because they were always just such a joy to watch.
Well, you have a good memory that some of those names you've whipped off. Well, you know, I guess in the recruiting process, you have to believe in what you're selling.
Yeah.
You know, in the case of some of those guys, it was, again, you know, Ithaca's reputation in certain fields, you know, some of the areas that we're so strong in, again, kids will come up and look around and it's like, wow, you know, this is a place I could be pretty happy with. I think like everyone, we try to identify guys we want to coach. You try to do your homework a little bit and it doesn't always work out. You know, sometimes you get fooled, but you do your homework as best you can. And, you know, the interesting thing about some of those guys, Phil Barrera, you know, when I saw him play at Stonehill at an exposure camp, I really liked his game, but I kept looking at him going, he's too small. You know, he's too small. And he came in here and, you know, without question, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. You know, it's kind of a funny story about Phil. His senior year, he was selected to play in the All-Star game, the Division III championships down in Salem, Virginia.
Yeah.
And he was telling me that when he showed up and introduced himself to the guy that was coaching the squad he was on, Phil goes, Phil Barrera, Ithaca College, and the guy looks at him and goes, oh, you must be a guard. And Phil goes, no, I'm a center.
Oh, jeez.
But, you know,
I love it.
You could go down the list of great players that we've had, and as much as anything, they're great people with great work ethics. The thing that is, I think, most gratifying to any coach, especially upon, you know, retirement, is the number of people whose lives you impact. And you may not really recognize that, you know, some of the guys that you butt heads with over the years will call you back in 5 years. And when Sean and I got off of that Zoom call the other night, both of our phones were burning up. I mean, I was getting calls, texts. I had a kid who called, well, not a kid anymore, a guy that I coached when I was a grad assistant here in 1981. He was on my JV team. And it was like, oh, my God. You know?
Wow.
It was really cool, you know. And there were, I think, a couple of the others that are fun to reflect on. Are the ones that may not have loved you when you were coaching them, but then they get back to you several years later. I had a guy call me the other night and he goes, Coach, he goes, I'm sorry, I was such a bum when I was playing. It's like, no, you know, I always say the funny thing is like, we know what we're like as males, you know, from the ages of 18 to 22, we're knuckleheads, you know?
Yeah.
I get it. But so gratifying, you know, I've said over the years, and I firmly believe that, a lot of the guys that I've coached are the sons that I never had.
Yeah.
And, doesn't mean I treat them like their parents do. You know, I have a certain way of doing things and what I believe in. You love them all. You don't always like them, but you love them.
That's great. I love it. Jim, before I let you run, I mean, this might be a tough one to answer as well. Maybe a little bit of a loaded question, if you will, but what are you going to miss the most about, everything over there at IC?
Oh gosh, that list is long. Obviously the everyday interaction with the players. Like I love going to practice. You know, to me, that's the coach's time. You know, the game is for the players, practice is for the coaches. Really enjoy the practices. I am definitely going to miss my colleagues. You know, and I could go down the list of great coaches there who have become friends. But, you know, I guess the thing is I'm trying to feel my way around a little bit. I don't really quite know what to make of this, but I'm not going to just go away. I told our guys on the call the other night that the only difference is I'm going to be watching you from the stands instead of the bench. And so I'll probably be able to relax a little more. But definitely the interaction with the athletes and my colleagues, you know, IC is a special place, you know, and it'll always have such a, an important part of my heart and part of my makeup.
Well, Jim, it's always been a pleasure to talk with you. And, you know, as one of the many alums you've encountered from the student media days to even now, I appreciate everything that you've always done for us. And thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for giving us, you know, a fun time and something to look forward to in Bombers basketball. And it's been a true privilege and an honor, and you really deserve this, okay?
Thank you very much, Nick. Definitely good things are ahead for IC basketball.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Jim, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it, okay?
All right. My pleasure.
All right. Have a good day.